Hi, it's Kevin Labates here, and video 3 in a series on centralization and decentralization. And in this one, what I want to do is look at a specific case in the blockchain world where there is some centralization, but there's also some decentralization happening. Now, of course, the underlying assets in the NFT space are decentralized. When you own your NFT, as long as the smart contract is a fair implementation of an NFT standard, then you do truly own that asset. However, in order to be able to buy and sell them, you're going to end up probably on a standard NFT platform, and the odds are that that platform will be OpenSea. I seem to remember reading that back in November, 97% of NFT trades were taking place on OpenSea. And that gives OpenSea an awful lot of control over the NFT space. I see it as an engineer because they interpret and in some cases twist or move the NFT standards in a direction that they want, and it often is one that I'm not particularly happy with. And it allows them to have an amazing amount of control over how the space is evolving and developing, and not all of that is for the good of the NFT community. However, on the flip side, you also see interesting phenomena arising in the NFT space that are indeed pretty much decentralized, and that is when communities spring up around particular NFT projects. A lot of these communities are being run in much more of a decentralized spirit. So if we go back to OpenSea, it's clearly centralized. It's a traditional corporation that has shareholders, that has raised funds, and the usual gang of VCs have poured money into it. And the whole thing runs the same way that our Web2 examples have, looking at things like Facebook and Google: share owners, corporate structure, and VCs pulling the strings. However, in Web3, you have these assets that have been created in the form of NFT projects that can, in some cases, be genuinely decentralized, where you have a community of people who've got together for the love of the particular project, rather than yet again going the usual corporate route of incorporating and issuing shares and ending up becoming a centralized behemoth. So that is something that does fill me with hope. I think there's potential there. And I think one of the things that it would be interesting to do is to see if that kind of community can be carried over into the way that we do business. I think that would be a fascinating thing to study, because it gives us a real use case that we can actually examine in order to see if there are different models for conducting business other than our current traditional corporate structures. So this is the kind of thing that I'm moving towards in this video series, which is to get people to think a bit broader than they usually do and actually start questioning some of the underlying assumptions and some of the underlying structures that we use at the moment in order to make our society and our businesses function. I hope you found that interesting, and I'll see you all in the next video soon. Bye for now.